Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So Forbes released their 2026 billionaires list yesterday. This is always fun to go through. Dr. Dre finally achieved billionaire status.
Oh, good for him.
Came down at number 22. Dr. Dre.
That doctorate finally paid off for him.
That's good.
Really,
his real name, Andre Rommel Young, I believe. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But yeah, the Dre's on the list. Did you ever listen to a lot of Dr. Dre in high school?
Oh, absolutely. With Eminem, yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Forget about Dre. Nothing but Snoop a G thing. I'm talking 92, Katie.
I know. Well, yeah, back when it was Dre.
No Diggity.
But Dre was with... gosh dang it, it's too early for this. It's too early for this right
7
now.
7 o'clock, Katie.
I know. It's too early.
Snoop Dogg?
I did listen to Dre in the later years with Eminem, 50 Cent.
I bought a lot of his headphones.
Yeah, I have a lot.
I helped him get to the billionaire status.
I was the goofy white kid in 92 listening to nothing but a G thing.
Baby.
My mom's like, what are you listening to? Other people on the list, Steven Spielberg, $7.1 billion. My goodness. George Lucas, Star Wars nerds, $5.2 billion. Jordan's still on there with $4.3. Jay-Z's on there, $2.8. Tay-Tay. It's got a cool $2 billion. The one that still makes me laugh on here is Jerry Seinfeld, $1.1 billion. That's a lot of, what do they call that when they rerun the episodes and you get the kickback?
Residuals.
Residuals.
Residual money.
Yeah, he had a pretty decent contract.
What's with residuals?
What's up with all this money? It just keeps coming in. What's up with this billionaire status?
Oh, my God.
Hey, I got some Jer on sports. Story is funny this morning talking about how much weight you're going to be packing on during the baseball season. I even got the Rockies numbers. So they say baseball fans eat about an extra 753 calories on game days compared to regular days. They say the Rockies people, 690 calories per game if you're there at the stadium. They say you're going to about 3 games a week. You start doing the beep, boop, bop, boop math on that. They say you're going to pack on about 16 pounds a season when you're watching the Rockies play the sports ball.
Oh. And I tend to eat when I'm nervous, so I feel like for Rockies fans, that's at least double.
It's just depression.
Or sad.
It's depression eating. Sad.
Yeah. Texas Rangers was the most. You're eating 1,265 calories. You're going to almost 4 games a season, and you're packing on just shy of 36 pounds.
I feel like that's...
by watching the sports ball.
More Rockies.
Woo!
Yeah.
Speaking of the weight, they say that the people that are on the GLP... One weight loss, Ozempic, drugs, whatever. They say smaller appetites mean fewer snacks, but what they're snacking on is chocolate. They've crunched the numbers, mostly in regards to the Lindt company, so fancy Swiss chocolate, the Lindt company. They found that premium chocolate sales jump amongst the Ozempic users. I don't really know why. I guess you got hankering for deluxe chocolate when you're on all that weight loss meds.
Well, and I think also if you just think about like a chocolate bar, that's not necessarily something you need to eat in one sitting. You can take a bite, put it away somewhere, and then the next day come back to it. And I think that may be because you're not eating as much when you're on those things.
It's just
very
my treat.
Minimal. You just need a little sweet treat.
So I guess you're going for the fancier stuff because you're like, hey, I'm worth it.
Yeah, if I'm only eating a bite of this every night, I can afford the fancy Lindt now.
If
you can
afford the Ozempic shots, I guess you can afford the fancy chocolate too. I got one more thing, and I want Katie's vibes on this. There's a list out. Ranking 180 of America's biggest cities in regards to happiness, life satisfaction, depression rates, physical health, emotional health, income, employment. You know what made the list? Bismarck, North Dakota. Aren't you from the North Dakota area
Katie? You ain't got a lie to kick it. Like, that's wrong.
Is that wrong?
There's no way.
What's wrong with Bismarck, North Dakota?
Here's the thing. The people love, love, love. I miss those people up in North Dakota every single day because it's just a different vibe. But there is absolutely nothing to do there. Like, I feel bad saying that. Maybe, like, you know what? It costs less to live there. There's that.
Well, that's good then.
I guess that's good. There's good news there. But it's cold a good portion of the year. And again, there's no professional sports teams.
Good income?
There's not really. I mean, the jobs, you can, there are some good jobs up there. Don't get me wrong. You still have doctors and lawyers and, you know, all the business people. So there's still good jobs up there. It's just, I don't know. They don't pay as much because of where you're at, I think, also.
But the cost of living's lower.
The cost of living's lower.
And you get to say, I live in North Dakota.
And, well, and then also, like, I think it's the fact that I don't think people realize there's a good chunk of the year you can't go outside. Like, it is so cold, it will freeze your face off. So it's like, while we get to enjoy winters that are 60 degrees and stuff like that, that doesn't happen in North Dakota.
So my wife works in the power industry and stuff. She builds power stations and substations and all that stuff. And they've got some, I guess, up in North Dakota. And she's like, it's so funny listening to those guys talk about, like, their small window of work.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get to this. We got to build it before the ground is frozen for the next 6 months.
I'm telling you, you don't even, like, they don't even bury their dead there until the spring.
Really?
It's so cold.
Just
the
keep
ground
in a van
is frozen.
And,
I know. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. She like, said like, the amount of heaters and stuff they got to keep in these buildings.
You have to plug your cars in.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Well,
so,
you know, you get people up there that like that kind of stuff, and I guess that's why it's on the list.
I don't
you
understand.
You adapt to it.
Do you? Because
did you know people up there, though, that like were happy about all this? They were happy that,
I mean,
that was their life.
They buy extra coats. I don't know if they're happy about
some people like beach weather, and I would imagine there's some people in North Dakota
who
love the cold and frozen.
I don't know anybody who loves that. You know, we're a hardy folk up here.
Hardy.
And we just like,
I never
exactly.
have to shave my legs.
I know. Yeah, it's just an extra layer of warmth. I guess there's that. If we're looking on the bright side, there's that.
There is that. All right. What else we got?
Well, it is March, and the madness is starting to erupt because the ACC tournament is now officially in full swing, and a drunk fan was captured on a hot mic just jamming out to the Goo Goo Dolls. We got to take a listen to this.
So they are
during the free throw shots.
He's
trying to distract
them.
Yes.
To distract them during free throws.
Yeah, yeah. He tries to distract them while they're shooting the free throws.
Yeah, God, Goo Goo Dolls are popping right now.
They know.
Huh? We got a little bit of it. It's kind of hard to hear them.
Held to three in the first half.
That was minor second.
Okay, right, so the best part about this is because those early tournament games, the crowds are not there yet.
Yeah.
It's not packed yet. So if you look in the background of this video, there's, you know, maybe 400 or 500 people at this thing, and just one fan breaks out into this song. And he went on to sing Creed and other songs throughout the game, just trying to distract.
Cranberries.
The Cranberries was another one. Like, come on. That's hilarious when you're doing that with, like, 600 people in the stadium.
You know what? Funny. He got people's attention
sure
with
did.
It.
He
you know
went
what
viral.
Also got people's attention? Did you see the riders along 16th Street Mall on their dirt bikes? So a photo shared online drawing attention to this activity. So along Denver's busy 16th Street. It's on Reddit, but it appears to show several bikes riding through the pedestrian corridor. We all know people walk along that each and every day. There's buses, there's people, but there's not supposed to be vehicles. And Denver police say it is absolutely illegal to operate dirt bikes and motocross along that stretch of 16th Street Mall. But somebody who captured the picture, they were just like, you know, caught a lot of people by surprise because there's smoke everywhere and there's motorbikes and there's a lot of older people who were just like, what is happening?
What in tarnation?
That's the thing. If I was down there when this was happening, I would do the same thing. I mean, what is going on? You would instantly freak out, I think. So Denver police looking to find these people and make sure they don't do it again.
Those pranksters.
Come on. Like, what are you doing? But people are aware. These people
there's
have been
no dirt down
before.
There at all.
There's no. This is not where
don't
you dirt
bike. Don't
they
know? It's all pavement.
This is not where you do that. But again, pictures absolutely crazy. Ew, that smell. What is that smell in Lowry? Ugh.
Were you out there?
It's off Quebec Street. Shut up, Jeremy. Don't you dare. This is at the Lowry Town Center. It's actually the sewer stench.
Oh.
So businesses are having a hard time staying open that location because of the intense sewer stench that is just, you know, creating quite the ruckus down there in Lowry.
Doesn't smell great. I have smelled it myself. It's not a comfortable situation. Businesses are leaving that had long-term leases that were not expected to leave.
Yeah, one of those businesses being Smashburger. And it's funny because, like, they were supposed to stay for 7 years, but they opened up their location in, like, 2019 or something.
Yeah.
And they closed it down because they're like, we cannot sell burgers here with that gross smell just happening. So
they also they grab that lady and they're like, ma'am, what are your thoughts on Katie's breath in the morning?
Doesn't smell great. I have smelled it myself. It's not a comfortable situation.
Jerry, yeah. I knew grabbing that sound was a bad idea.
You did it to yourself, Katie.
I knew it was a bad idea, man. Hopefully they'll get it under control soon. Maybe a Tic Tac will help. Okay, so a semi crashed into
Did you
into
know
a-
that we grabbed one of our employees here at the radio station? Uh-huh. And before the show, I was like, hey, have you been in the bathroom after Katie's been in there? And they were like,
doesn't smell great. I have smelled it myself. It's not a comfortable situation. Yeah.
Those hold your breath moments.
What about when you go into the bathroom after Jeremy's been in there, huh? Play it. Play it right now.
No. I have control of the buttons over here. You don't.
You can't do that, Katie.
Whatever. You know what? There's your Mile High hype, Jeremy.
That's all you get.
That's what you get